Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Some things never change. Today, let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This morning, I read a mother's post on Facebook. Last night, as she tucked her son in bed, he was thinking about his birthday today. He looked at her and asked, would they need to skip his birthday this year? We see example after example of visits to the elderly through windows rather than in person. Stores are closing, restaurants closing or serving only takeout, libraries closed. And then there's you. Your school is closed. Your child care is either closed or providing care for a limited number. You are working to find ways to support parents in continuing their child's learning. You are missing your students, and they are missing you. So much change. Where did normal go? When will normal return? This is an unprecedented time. Each day seems to bring new regulations and expectations. There's so much unknown. We are living in an ever-changing world right now. All of this can lead to a feeling of anxiousness and concern. And yet, we have a reason to have hope and to rejoice. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. God never changes. God keeps his promise to be with us through it all. God is faithful. Does he promise that you and I and those we care about will not get coronavirus? No. Does he promise that he will be with us each and every day as we wait and watch for this to be over? Yes. In times of uncertainty and fear, we look to God's word. Consider the following passages. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So what can you and I do? Be in the Word. Find the way that works best for you and encourage others to do the same. Find creative ways to do it together. Look for the blessings. They're everywhere. Families are spending more time together than they have in decades. People are finding creative ways to reach out to each other. There are countless acts of selflessness all around us. Look for opportunities to help in ways that are safe for you and for others. Call those you know who are home alone. Write letters, text, email, FaceTime, Skype. Take care of yourself. Keep moving. Go for walks. Eat healthy as much as possible. Get your rest. Pray. Pray for protection, for health, for healing, for our leaders, for healthcare workers, and with thanksgiving for the many blessings, especially for faith and forgiveness from our loving Savior. Things are different. They won't always be. This is tough, but our God is tougher than it all. Some things change, but one thing never changes. God's love for you is ever present, and his promises to be with you are sure. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the confidence we have in you that your promises are sure. Grant us patience and peace in your loving care and forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.